It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station, as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the boxes. Totally random questions. What it is. And today's TRQ is, why did you end up ghosting somebody? Why'd you end up ghosting somebody? What happened? Honestly, we did second date update earlier today. It's basically like, when would you have been the person that they're like, why don't you love me? When'd you ghost somebody, Joel D?
You know, it's kind of that thing where you don't really mean to ghost them, but then let's say you're having a conversation and then you reply to it and they reply, but it's like, it's not an open-ended text, right? And then you just kind of forget about them. And then they don't reply, they don't send anything, you just forget about them. So in my sweetheart opinion, my heart feels so sweet, I've never ghosted anybody, I just forgot about them.
Sort of. You ghosted them, yeah.
So ghosting, but like it just makes you feel better if you word it that way. Like the conversation just doesn't need to continue, so you don't continue it.
Yeah, I just want you to know, it's not that I'm ghosting you, I just forgot you exist.
So
much better.
It makes me feel better about myself.
Absolutely so much better. It's probably a long list, but when'd you ghost somebody there, Amy K?
If you text me too much, and if you're coming off too strong, then it's like, no, I'm not going to answer any of it. Too much, too soon, goodbye.
I don't think I've ever ghosted somebody. I'm an over-explainer. I probably, if I'm not interested, I put in like annoying detail. Probably why. Now, at least romantically, I am an email ghoster. There's people that'll reach out and we'll start a conversation and it just kind of gets buried in my stuff. So I accidentally ghost them all the time. So we'll be like going on about something, whether they're people that work here or don't. And like if I just got too many that day, it kind of just gets buried. I'm an email ghoster.
See, you forget about it. Like it just goes away.
Forget about it.
Like you're texting with them and then all of a sudden you're just like, you're not really interested.
Whoops.
And then it just disappears. And then like that 3 months later, or not even probably that, 3 weeks later, whatever it is, and they pops up in your text, you're like, oh, I never did reply. And then you feel like guilty, and they're like, do I open up the floodgates, though?
Yeah.
Ghost it.
Yeah, at some point, it's just not worth it anymore.
Yeah.
When did you ghost somebody? What was the reason? 237 Itsy, Texas, 35270. Something weird about them, or you just kind of, as Joel D, to just forget about them entirely? Get a BB Rex, I'm good. Y94 Morning Playhouse. Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, talking about when you ghosted somebody.
So we met on an app, and in the app, I do say I'm a vegan. I'm sure when we talked on the phone, I know I told him I was a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And when he picks me up, he took me to like a barbecue pig festival.
Yum.
It was disgusting. I couldn't eat anything.
It's almost like he thought, you know what, if she comes here, there's no way she can't switch back to meat.
He went to the bathroom and I left. I blocked his number before I even got home.
Are you intentionally trying to be rude to somebody? They say that you're a vegan or vegetarian. They're like, I'm going to take you to the barbecue fest or whatever.
Yeah, it's just a jerk move. Like that's definitely like a heartless person because you know they're intending to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they think it's a good idea? Seriously?
They might have salads here.
I don't know. I thought
it'd be something fun to do.
I just feel like that person was like, you know what? I don't even like them, but I'm just going to like mess with this,
no
this girl.
Way.
And they're like, you know what? I love my beef. I love my pork.
Heartless.
I mean, I do love me some beef and pork.
I do too. But like you could see the jerk way of doing it. And he's like, I'm going to do this and then, you know, ditch her type of thing. Well, guess what? She ditched you, buddy.
And were you seeing some people that are like, yeah, I ghosted somebody?
Yeah, someone said, I dated a guy for a couple months back when I was in grad school. He one night was so drunk, peed in my closet thinking it was my bathroom, ruined a lot of my shoes. And then he left the next morning. I just never responded to him anymore. None of his calls or his texts. I didn't like him enough to forgive him for that. I really wouldn't want to deal with him again. Someone else said, the only people I've ever ghosted were people who refused to let me go. We'd argue. I tell them I don't want to speak to them anymore. And they just kept sending me so many texts trying to guilt trip me into responding. And someone said, I have, and I would recommend ghosting to anyone who's dealing with a total psychopath.
And when did you ghost somebody?
Well, there's actually lots of reasons, but I have ghosted recently, like one of those bodybuilder dudes. For like eating etiquette, there's no reason. You eat all the time. Look how you're built. You're like a house. Why is your mouth constantly open? You chewing. It's like it's nasty. And I just had to. I was like, if you don't know to shut your mouth after all the time that you eat, sir, It's disgusting. And when you're on a date, I expect you to, like, be more, you know, and fix that. He did not. He was shoving in chickens and, like, he was training to be, like, I was like, oh, my God, shut your mouth.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, that is a pet peeve for a lot of people, right? The eating etiquette thing? Oh, it is.
Yeah. It is, too. And if that was, like, happening, yeah, you'd be on my list, too. But could you imagine, like, he just eats so much all the time? And he's just like shoveling it in. Mm-hmm. I could just almost picture it right now, and it's giving me kind of goosebumps. That's gross.
And any other ones as far as ghosters?
Someone said, I was dating this guy for just about a month when he overheard a friend and I picking a date to go get our nose pierced together for my birthday. He ended up pulling me aside at a bar to yell at me about making changes to my body without asking him first. I walked right out of that bar and never spoke a word to him again. Someone else said, I actually do it a lot. It's usually just because I'm not interested anymore. The point of dating apps is to talk to a bunch of people till you find the one that works for you. If I find what I'm looking for, great. If not, okay, bye. If you can't deal with that, you probably shouldn't be on dating apps.
Hey, going commercial free here for a bit. Also, there is a weird Thanksgiving tradition that you probably have not heard of yet. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. And your most dramatic Thanksgiving on the way, too.
The Morning Playhouse.